Okay, well, I think, shall we make a start with the call? It's 3 minutes past the hour, so while there's not a lot of people in the Adobe Connect room, I think there are a few on the call. So, Christina, can we have a roll call of who's on the call and who's tendered their apologies?
Yeah, sure. Okay. From the CCNSO, we have Martin Boyle, Ricky Burr, Keith Davidson, Stephen Deerhake, Patricio Poblete, Dr. Sparks DeBlanc. And from Liaisons, we have Cheryl Langdonor and Cintra McManam. From Staff Support and Special Advisors, we have Barak Boswinkel, I think, or he's on his way in. And Christina Nordstrom and Bernie Turcott. And Yap is also on his way. And apologies for lateness from Kim Davies. And other potential apologies from Eberhard List, Apollos Miranda, Maureen Hilliard, and Ugo Akiri.
Hello, this is Bart.
Hi, Bart.
Okay, thanks, Christina. Were there any? Is there anyone on the call whose name wasn't called? Are there any further apologies? If not, is everyone happy with the agenda today? Any further agenda items? Anything needs changing? No. Can we move on to the confirmation of the meeting from the 21st of February? That's been circulated for a few days now. That report, is there anything in that report that causes anybody any concerns? Anything missing from that report? Okay, well, shall we move on to the big topic of the day then? Item 4 on the agenda is the revocation document that was recirculated. Apologies for the lack of time that the working groups had with this, but there's been some fairly frantic work on this document in the background over the recent days. As a way of tackling this, before handing over to Bernie to walk us through it, can I just ask if there are any existing issues at the, on matters of principle at the very highest levels with this document? What I'm trying to gauge is, do we have general agreement with the principles of the document, or are there people who still have some fundamental philosophical objections to any aspect of this process? So, does anyone have anything to comment on in that regard? I'll take that as an endorsement that if we can continue to wordsmith the document, then we can potentially have a final document. And so I think we'll use this call and next call to try and make sure that we can have a final document heading into the ICANN Beijing meeting. So notwithstanding the fact that we seem to have agreement at a high level, Bernie, I think we'll try and work our way through the document if we could on our usual basis. So, Bernie, over to you. Oh, I see.
Thank you, sir.
Ah, you are here.
I am indeed, although we're having all sorts of audio problems, so I'll apologize right now if the sound is not very good.
It's sounding pretty good to me.
Excellent. So we're working from the marked-up document, starting at section, well, it starts at section 5, revocation, which is what has replaced the old term analysis. And we go right into 5.1, actions by square bracket IANA contractor RFC 1591 identifies 3 formal mechanisms available to the IANA contractor: delegation, transfer, and revocation. 51.1, this analysis does not modify or change national sovereignty over a delegated manager subject to legal and other considerations beyond the remit of the FOI working group. Accordingly, other formal mechanisms that are not available to the IANA contractor may be available to the stakeholder community under national law. Full stop. Questions or comments?
Just on that, on the Adobe Connect room, I'm still looking at the meeting notes. Is the document up?
Sorry about that. I'll get that. I don't think I'm a presenter right now.
And while that document's loading, I see Martin's raised his hand. So, Martin.
Thanks, Keith. Just a little one. With the last document, we suddenly went back to terminology of IANA contractor, which we then put into square brackets. Before, when we've been referring to this particular job, we've referred to it as the IANA functions contractor, and that comes from the terminology that's in use in the statement of work that is then part of the contract between ICANN and NTIA. So just flagging sort of a question, why did we move from IANA functions contractor back to IANA contractor, and can we just by reinserting functions remove square brackets through the rest of this text? Thanks.
Good point, Matt. No, yes, I think we can. I think this issue was raised by Eberhard on our last call because I think we had merely IANA there, so it was trying to get greater definition around whether it was IANA, the contractor, or so on. So I think going back to our agreed terminology of by the IANA functions contractor would be fine. I think, however, I see Becky has her hand raised, so, and I'm assuming Martin, you thank you. So Becky.
Hi, I just wanted to say what we talked about last week was just the whole, we're going to have to look at the whole document once we get there and figure out what whether it's the IANA function contractor or IANA or whatever it is. But I think we basically, if I recall, we just decided to do that as part of a holistic review of the entire thing.
Keith, this is Chris, just letting you know I've joined the call.
Oh, hi, Chris. Thanks, and thanks, Becky. So, yeah, I think this, I don't see this as being much a showstopper, but we do need to work on getting the wording right in due course. So, let's note and move along. So, thanks, Bernie.
Okay, thank you, sir. Moving right along. 512, the FOI Working Group, Purpose Delegation to Means, square bracket. 513, the FOI Working RFC 1591 to require the consent of an incumbent manager to any transfer of a CCTLD. 514, the Working Group interprets the revocation to refer to the process by which the IANA contract manager rescinds responsibility for management of a CCTLD from an incumbent manager. 515, unless a CCTLD manager engaged in substantial misbehavior or persistent problems in the operation of that CCTLD, consent to a transfer in event informal efforts to address problems are unavailing. Only formal mechanism available to the IANA contractor to deal with intractable problems is revocation. 516. Below, we first review RFC 1591 Section 3, Paragraph 5, which deals, should be with revocation for persistent problems, with the proper operation of a domain, Next, we review RFC 1591, Section 3, Paragraph 4, which discusses revocation for substantial misbehavior. Comments, questions?
Okay, and could we make the document scrollable, please, Christina, if it isn't already?
It should be scrollable, I think.
Okay.
Is it?
Yeah, it is now.
Excellent. Okay. Okay, any questions, Bernie? If not, then...
Patricia here. Hi.
Yes,
about
the
515?
Yep.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Patricia, go ahead.
About 515, I don't quite understand the wording, and perhaps there is a word missing or something like that. The consent coming immediately after the persistent problems, I don't quite understand how that word consent connects to the rest of the sentence.
Okay. Unless a CCTLD manager engaged in substantial misbehavior or persistent problems in the operation of a CCTLD consents to the transfer.
Okay, I think I understand it now. The capital C in consent probably should be lowercase.
That's correct, yeah. I think you're right. It's sort of indicating the start of a new sentence. So, yeah, well spotted, Patricia, and we could note to make it a lowercase C in consent. Any other issues? Okay, Bernie, let's move along.
Thank you, sir. Moving on to Section 5.2, revocation for persistent problems with the proper operation of a domain. 5.2.1, RFC 1591 requires the designated manager to operate the domain, which involves assigning domain names, delegating subdomains, and operating name servers with technical competence, including keeping the central IR, in the case of top-level domain, or other higher-level domain manager advised of the status of the domain. 5212, responding to requests in a timely manner. 5213, operating the database with accuracy, robustness, and resilience. And 5214, maintaining a primary and secondary name server that have IP connectivity to the Internet and can be easily checked for operational status and database accuracy by the IR and IANA. That's Section 5.2.1. Open for questions or comments. It's basically text from Section 3.5 of RFC 1591. We discussed at our last meeting that we will adjust 5.2.1.1 to 5.2.1.4 so that they are... exact quote, so that we will not have that discussion again. I believe that's what we decided, Becky?
I believe that's right.
Okay, comment 5.2.1.
Okay, and well, I think that was fairly well accepted by everybody on the last call, and I'm not seeing anyone with hands raised. Any comments? No. Let's move on. Thank you, Benny.
5.2.2, RFC 1591, clearly contemplates revocation in appropriate cases involving persistent problems with the proper operation of a domain, as described above. 5.2.1.1, the IANA contractor has not publicly stated the standards by which it will evaluate whether or not a manager is doing a satisfactory job of operating the DNS service for the domain, CCTLD, or B, there are persistent problems with the proper operation of a domain. 5.2.22, the FOI Working Group interprets RFC 1591 to require the IANA contractor to avoid actions that undermine the stability and security of the DNS and or the continuing operation of the domain for the benefit of the local community. 5.2.2.3, The FOI working group notes that technical operation of CCTLDs has greatly evolved from the time of publication of RFC 1591, along with the use of the Internet, and although still a specialized field, this is standard knowledge for networking specialists and is supported by a large volume of easily accessible documentation and applications. Full stop, section 5224 was redacted from our last meeting. That is section 522, questions, comments.
I'm noting a tick from Stephen, a green tick of consent on Adobe Connect. There are no questions, so shall we move on? 5.3.
Thank you, sir. 5.3, substantial misbehavior. All right. In addition to operational requirements identified above, RFC 1591 identifies key requirements and necessary responsibilities of designated managers, including the requirement that there be a manager that supervises the domain name and operates the domain name system in that country. 5312, the requirement that the manager be on the Internet with IP connectivity to the name servers and email connectivity to the designated manager and its staff. 5313, the requirement that there be an admin and technical contact for each domain, including for CCTLDs, an admin contact residing in the country. Subpoint to that, 53131. The FOI working group interprets this requirement to mean that the manager must confirm that, and the IANA contractor must be able to validate that the administrative contact resides in the country or territory associated with the CCTLD. This establishes a clear intention from RFC 1591 that there be local, in-country, or territory associated with the CCTLD present. The FOI working group recognizes that there may be extenuating circumstances where it is impractical or even impossible for the administrative contact to reside in the country or territory, or where the operator has a contract that eliminates this requirement. We'll stop. That's a good chunk, so we'll stop there and see if there are questions or comments. Up and including 53131.
Doesn't appear to be anything forthcoming, Ben.
Excellent. 5314. The designated manager serves as a trustee for the delegated domain with a duty to serve the nation in the case of a country code and the global Internet community. 53141. As noted in the FOI Working Group on Consent, in RFC 1591, the term trustee is used to describe the manager's duty to serve the community and not to describe the specific legal relationship of the manager to the delegated domain. Rather, the FOI Working Group interprets this to require the manager to, one, provide mechanisms to allow for registrants and significantly interested parties to provide input to the manager, and two, preserving the security and stability of the CCTLD and working with the IANA contract manager to preserve the stability and security of the global DNS Internet. 5314, questions, comments.
Martin has his hand raised. Martin.
Thanks. Just a little question on 53141, where the little Roman 1 towards the end of the section provide mechanisms to allow for registrants and significantly interested parties to provide input to the manager. There's a quotation mark at the end of that, and there's no quotation mark that opens. That's the trivial point. More fundamentally, we don't actually say what the input to the manager should be on. My recollection of 1591 is that it doesn't say either. In which case, I think we just have to leave it as open. So I'm just putting my hands up and saying there is a, provide input to the manager on what he has for dinner this evening, or obviously it's more serious than that. And so really, I guess what the thing is requesting is that the manager should be making it possible for significantly interested parties to put in contributions on that which is significant. So my question really is, do we think that this is explanatory enough?
Okay, that's a useful point, I think, Martin. Does anyone else have any comments? Would you propose some alternate text then, Martin, or are you suggesting a footnote, or how would you suggest we proceed?
The only thing I wondered about was whether and a footnote would seem to me possible, is that either we recognise that it is open, but really this is about significant issues, so it would be things associated with policy or the operation of the CCTLD. If we think that that's self-evident, then fine. Otherwise, we could provide input to the manager, and this is interpreted as relating to significant decisions relating to the operation of the domain.
Okay, I think a footnote in that regard probably would go a reasonable way to making sure we aren't inviting trivial or non-related questions. I think we can work on some wording for that. Martin. Any other questions or comments? Oh, Stephen has his hand raised. Stephen.
Hi, I just posted in the chat, how about substantive input instead of just input?
A good point, but I think Martin's issue is more trying to ring fence and say not just, you could have substantive input, but on aside issues rather than core issues. So I think it's
Cheryl here, Kate.
Yeah, Cheryl.
Thanks. Well, picking up Martin's own words, why not say regarding operational policy?
I like that. Bernie, do you feel comfortable that you've got enough suggestions there to work with, and we'll come up with something?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you. Stephen, I assume you haven't. Thank you. Any other questions or queries? If not, thanks, Bernie.
Thank you, sir. Section 532, RFC 1591, requires that the designated manager have the ability to carry out the necessary responsibilities described above in an equitable, just, honest, and competent manner, and gives IANA the ability to step in the event of significant misbehavior. 5321, the FOI working group interprets the requirement that the designated manager be equitable to all groups in the domain as obligating the manager to make its registration policies accessible and understandable to prospective applicants, and to apply these policies in an impartial manner, treating similarly situated would-be registrants in the same manner. I'll stop it here because the next text is quite changed. Any questions up to here? 5321.
Any questions? Any observations? I'm noting Kim's joined the call, and thanks, Kim.
Hi.
Okay, no comment. Proceed. Thanks, Bernie.
5322. The FOI Working Group notes, however, that the concept of being equitable to all groups varies depending upon context. Choices made by the local internet community, such as whether or not the domain is open or closed, applicable national law, etc. In addition, questions regarding justice, honesty, and serving the local community are highly contextual. As a result, the IANA contractor may refrain from acting and look to the local internet community where it lacks the information and context needed to evaluate the more subjective aspects of these requirements. Informed. That's a big mouthful, so we'll stop it there and see if there are questions or comments.
Okay, Martin.
Just a little one. That the actual terminology also includes the word competent in RFC 1591, and that has been dropped from this text. I think it probably and so regarding justice, honesty, and competence in serving the local community might do that job.
Sorry, Martin, your phone's breaking up a bit, so I was only hearing every second word, I think.
Oh, right, okay. Is that better?
No, it's worse.
That's worse, right, okay. Shall I just dial in again?
I think that might be useful, yeah. It's literally, I mean, it was great earlier when you were speaking, but on this occasion, I assume it's your end, not mine, that I could only hear literally half of each word.
Let's blame the telecom then.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll dial in again.
Thank you. Let's hold off on that point. Does anyone else have any issues in relation to 5322? No. Can we maybe then head to 5.3.3 while we're waiting for Martin to come back, and then we'll revisit Bernie.
5.3.3. Application in selection of designated. I think Martin's back, if you want to go over to him, Mr. Chair.
Yep. Is that correct, Martin?
I am indeed, yes. Do I sound better now?
Well, no, but the quality of the call.
Ouch! I did ask for that one, didn't I?
Ouch.
Sorry, my apologies, Martin. Stepping back to 5.3.2.2 and Martin.
My comment was that in this particular text we miss out the word competence, which appears in RFC 1591. So we've got in addition questions regarding justice, honesty, and serving the local internet and the local community are highly contextual. But in fact, RFC 1591 also includes competence in serving the community. So I think it would probably be useful to get that word back in.
Yes, okay. That's most useful. And I'm assuming there'll be no objection to adding the word competence as it is in 1591. Thank you, Martin. Any other questions or comments regarding 5322? Okay, back to 533. Thanks, Bernie.
Thank you, sir. 533, application and selection of designated managers. The working group interprets RFC 1591 to require the IANA contractor in the manager selection process to ensure that the proposed manager possesses the necessary technical, administrative, and operational skills, judged by the standard of the ordinarily competent PLD manager. This requires the prospective registry manager to demonstrate that he or she, or if a legal person, if one possesses the requisite skills to carry out the duties of a manager, skills test, and two, if designated, will have the means necessary to carry out those duties, including the ongoing responsibilities discussed above, upon receiving the appointment, executory preparedness test. We'll stop. Again, this is quite a mouthful, so we'll take questions on this.
Okay, are there any questions? I think previously we have had consensus over this test. I don't see any hands raised. So please continue, Bernie. Oh, I see Stephen. Just for the record, Stephen's indicating a green tick of agreement. So, yep, please move on.
Excellent. 534, application to designated managers. Although one could read RFC 1591 to limit the authority of the IANA contractor to step in during the process of selecting a designated manager. On balance, the working group interprets Section 3.4 of RFC 1591 to create, one, an ongoing obligation on the designated manager to operate the CCCLD without substantial misbehavior, and two, a reserve power for the IANA contractor to step in the event that the designated manager does substantially misbehave. Questions, comments?
Okay, any questions? I'm not seeing any hands going up. Yes, here we are, Martin.
Just a very trivial one. I think the of the penultimate line is a word too many. So it's in the event that the designated manager does substantially misbehave.
Oh, yes, you can't have the of or the, or the of and the that together, so dropping of would seem logical. Any problems, anyone? Agreeing with Becky, yeah, good catch, thanks, Martin. If there's no other comments, let's move on. Thanks, Benny.
53.411. RFC 1591 identifies three formal mechanisms available to the IANA contractor: delegation, transfer, and revocation. The FOI working group, as discussed above, interprets RFC 1591 to require the consent of an incumbent manager to any transfer of a CCTLD. If one assumes that a CCTLD manager substantially misbehaves, is unlikely to provide such consent, and the IANA contractor's informal efforts to address such misbehavior are unavailing, the only formal mechanism that remains available to the IANA contractor is revocation. Accordingly, the working group interprets RFC 1591 to permit IANA to revoke a CCTLD delegation in appropriate cases where the designated manager has substantially misbehaved. Question, comment?
Okay. Martin, thanks.
Another desperately trivial one, I'm afraid. Start of that, where we're talking, if one assumes that a CCTLD manager substantially misbehaves, I think you either need a which or a that in there. I'm neutral as to which. So in other words, it should read, if one assumes that a CCTLD manager which or that substantially misbehaves is unlikely to provide such consent.
I like the which. Thank you, Martin.
Yeah. Thanks, Martin. Well, you're on fire today, thanks, Martin.
Taking on Nigel's role for him.
oh dear.
Oops.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions, queries? Not there's nothing appearing, so thanks, Benny.
53.412. Given that the primary responsibility of the IANA contractor is to preserve DNS internet stability and security, the FOI working group interprets revocation under RFC 1591 as a last resort option to be exercised in situations where a delegated manager has substantially misbehaved in a way that poses a threat to the stability and security of the DNS internet, or where the manager fails to cure violations of the objective requirements described above after notice. Example, no email availability. Questions, comments, 53.412.
Are there any questions? If not, I see Vicky's typing. that's on the previous point. I think Vicky's indicating a preference for that to which.
You can ignore me. I was just saying.
I think that we could have a vote on that. Okay, yeah, there are no questions. So, Benny, can we move along, please?
Thank you. 53.413. The FOI working group notes, however, that IANA will rarely be in a good position to evaluate the extent to which a designated manager is carrying out the necessary responsibilities of a ccTLD operator in a manner that is equitable, just, honest, or except insofar as it compromises the stability of and security of the DNS internet, a competent manner. Accordingly, the FOI Working Group interprets RFC 1591 to mean that revocation would not be an appropriate exercise of its right to step in unless the designated manager has substantially misbehaved in a manner that poses a risk to the stability or security of the DNS internet, and or the designated manager has refused to correct repeated problems with email connectivity, presence on the internet, and or maintenance. Accordingly, under RFC 1591, would be appropriate for the IANA contractor to look to the local community when the actions of the delegated manager do not pose a stability security threat. Questions, comments, 53.413.
Okay, noting, I'll try and get in before Martin on this occasion, in the first red line text where it says, has substantially misbehaved in a manner that, so just a typo there. Any other questions or comments? Kim has his hand raised, so Kim.
Just a question. When you say look to the local community, is that implied to be reactive in that IANA wouldn't do anything unless the community submitted a redelegation request, or would it mean refer complaints to someone in the community? It's not entirely clear to me what's intended there.
Good point, Kim. Becky, I think, might... be able to clarify. I think you were the author of this particular piece of text, Becky, or am I incorrectly accusing you? Becky? You might be on mute. Or maybe you just don't want to comment.
I am on mute. Sorry.
There you are.
I was chatting away. Which specific piece of text are you pointing me to?
This is 5.3.4. 4.1.3, where it's about the way in which Ayana would look to the local community. Does it mean that Ayana will...
I meant defer, essentially.
Defer to? Okay, could we get some tighter wording around that to enable Kim to be, or to enable Ayana to be more directed as to what its actions would be?
Well, I am okay with defer if we think. I would actually be, you know, I would say defer, or, you know, that it is the role of the local community.
Sorry.
So I like defer if everybody else is okay with that.
So my concern is not so much the word look or defer. I guess in my simplistic mind, there's not a huge distinction between the two. It was more about what is the mechanism involved in engaging the local community on the issue. Like, you know, historically,
okay,
the local...
This is an interesting...
I was going to say, historically, the local internet community is ill-defined and, you know, doesn't engage directly with Ayana in any formalized way. So just getting a better understanding of how that would work mechanically.
I think that mechanically it means, frankly, that this is the local community's problem, not Ayana's. And that you actually need to do nothing. That's why maybe defer is better.
Okay.
I see, Martin's indicating a tick. I'm not hearing any objection. So, yes, I guess this might be one of the issues that re-raises its head when we get to sort of drawing up the matrix of interpretations for Ayana. So, well spotted, Kim. Thanks for raising it. And I think that gives us a little more clarity, and we'll probably need some more work on that when it comes to actual implementation. If there's no other questions, can we move along? Thanks, Bernie.
Thank you, sir. 535, defining substantial misbehavior. 5351, misbehavior. The working group interprets misbehavior in this context to refer to conduct involving the failure of a designated manager to, one, carry out the necessary responsibilities of that role, or two, carry out those responsibilities in a manner required by RFC 1591. I'll take questions on now, given the next one is the big one, but we didn't have comments the last time we went through this.
There doesn't appear to be any comments. Stephen's indicating a green tick, I think, Stephen. No, I think we can move on. Thanks, Benny.
5352, substantial misbehavior. Working group interprets this to involve misbehavior as defined above, that is either egregious or persistent, and would appear to include performing the necessary responsibilities of a designated manager in a manner that imposes serious harm or has a substantial adverse effect on the local or global internet community by posing a threat to the stability and security of the DNS internet. In this context, serious harm and substantial adverse effect should be evaluated in the context of the IANA contractor's continued focus on DNS security and stability as described in the previous section. Questions, comments?
Martin.
Thanks, Keith. Just a little question. By posing a threat to the stability and security of the DNS /internet. In this particular case, bearing in mind you were referring in the previous section to local issues being left to the local community to decide, would it be appropriate here to say by posing a threat to the global stability and security of DNS / internet?
Would it be, in fact, would it be either global or local?
Well, except if it's just local, then that's a local issue for them to sort out using their local procedures. Whereas, otherwise IANA is back in a position of having to try and judge whether something that's happening locally is in fact a threat to that local stability. Whereas it can actually see the position on the global stage.
I see your point. So the proposal is to amend by posing a threat to the stability and security of the global DNS internet. Is that right?
Well, I suggested a threat to the global stability and security.
Ah, okay. Yep. Either or. Okay, I'm happy with that, unless I hear any objections.
So if it's a threat to the stability and security of the local DNS, then we don't?
No, by posing a global threat to the stability and security of the DNS internet.
Okay.
You're happy with that, Vicky?
I can get happy.
Okay, I'm not seeing any objections. Let's move along. Thanks, Martin. Let's move along. Thanks, Bernie.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Becky, for getting happy. Process for revocation, 536, process for revocation in cases of substantial misbehavior, 5361. The FOI working group also believes it is consistent with the intent of RFC 1591 to state that revocation should be the last resort option for the IANA contractor. The IANA contractor should use all means at its disposal to assist the manager to resolve any issues considered to be significant misbehavior by the manager. Revocation should only be considered if the IANA contractor reasonably demonstrates that the manager is unable or unwilling in an appropriate time frame, A, to resolve specified material failures to carry out its responsibilities under RFC 1591, and or B, to carry out those responsibilities in the manner required by RFC 1591 in each case where the behavior in question poses a threat to the security and stability of the DNS / internet. Questions, comments, 5361.
Martin.
I wonder whether we need another global in there, threat to the global security and stability, in the last sentence in red.
Any objection to adding the word global to the final sentence? No problems. I think, well, Nigelized yet again. Thanks, Martin.
Ouch.
I think let's move forward, please, Bernie.
Yes, sir. 5362. If the substantial misbehavior undermines the stability and or security of the internet and or a willful refusal to cure a breach of one of the objective aspects of the necessary responsibilities of the delegation is revoked, the IANA contractor should use all means at its disposal to ensure the CCTLD will continue to resolve names and that a suitable replacement is identified by significantly interested parties in a manner previously described on an expedited basis. Questions, comments, 5362.
Not seeing any questions. I think this was reasonably well accepted on the last couple of calls. So. I think we can move on, Bernie.
5363. The FOI working group believes that it is consistent with RFC 1591 to allow a manager the right to appeal a notice of revocation by the IANA contractor to an independent body. 53631. Section 4 of RFC 1591 states, the Internet DNS Names Review Board, IDNB, a committee established by the IANA, will act as a review panel for cases in which the parties cannot reach agreement amongst themselves. The IDNB's decisions will be binding. 53632. The text clearly establishes the intent of allowing the right to appeal decisions. Section 5363, comments.
Are there any questions, comments? I'm not seeing any, so I think the intent of this was fairly well established on the last call. Okay, thank you. Shall we move along?
All right, last section. We're almost there, folks. Process to revoke a delegation. 5371. As discussed above, revocation should only be considered if the IANA contractor reasonably demonstrates that there are persistent problems with the operation of the domain as defined in Section 5.2 above, or the manager has engaged in substantial misbehavior as defined in Section 5.3 above, which persists despite the efforts of the IANA contractor using all means at his disposal to resolve such conduct. 5372. If the substantial misbehavior undermines the stability and or security of the DNS intranet, or a willful refusal to cure one of the objective key requirements and necessary responsibilities of designated managers, revocation may be appropriate. 5373. If the delegation is revoked, the IANA contractor should use all means at its disposal to ensure the CCTLD will continue to resolve names and that the suitable replacement is identified by significantly interested parties in the manner previously described on an expedited basis. 5374. The FOI working group believes that it is consistent with RFC 1591 to allow a manager the right to appeal a notice of revocation by the IANA contractor to an independent body. And that's it. Questions, comments?
Just noting Patricio has indicated there's a typo in 5371. There's a missing T in delegation. Anyway, we'll note that and catch up on that. Any other questions, Martin?
Just a little question. Here we're talking about the process to revoke a delegation. We have two sections that talk about how or why IANA might be moving in to revoke a delegation under 5.3. So I'm assuming that 5.7 does actually refer both to paragraphs sections 5.2 and 5.3, and if I'm right there, wouldn't it be more logical for this to be section 5.4?
Yeah, good point. A renumbering probably is in order to make it a conclusionary step.
I have to look at that. I think, Martin, that you may be right. For a while, there were two different ones, but it may be... It may be that it makes sense to pull it out because it may go to both of them.
OK. Okay, can we?
I mean, I think it's really general.
Okay. I'm not seeing anyone else raising any issues in this regard. Can we leave that one, Becky and Martin, to have a look at, the two of you, have a look at and come up something that satisfies everybody?
Yeah.
Thanks all. Martin's saying in the chat he'll trust Becky. Becky, can we leave that for you to have a look at?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Okay. Any other questions or comments? Back to you, Bernie, for anything in conclusion.
Excuse me, sir.
Yep. Anything else regarding this document?
Not for the moment. Obviously, although Martin's been kind enough to nigelize it to some extent for us, obviously, if Nigel and Eberhard are there next time, we'll have some other substantial comments.
Okay. Can I suggest that as a way forward, we try and get something to the list very early next week to give maximum time, and I'll encourage people, particularly Nigel and Eberhard, to since they weren't on this call, to respond on list before the next call, in the hope that we can have a really clean reading of a virtually final text next call. Stephen has his hand raised. Stephen.
Quick point, Nigel's traveling today, that's why he's not on the call. But he will be reviewing transcripts and everything, and I'll be discussing this with him as well.
Okay, thanks, Stephen. I have no doubt there's an opportunity for review, but I think the my desire is to not step into the next call and worrying about the numbering of paragraphs and so on. So let's try and get as much smoothing on the list on the way through. Stephen, is your hand still up, or are you just Stephen? Oh no, hand's gone down. Thank you. Okay. So I think that concludes the substance of this meeting. I think the next meeting I'd like to spend some time, if we can get through the revocation document pretty quickly, then I'd like to spend some time on looking at our future plans and where we go after Beijing, so we can have a bit more construct around that when we get to ICANN Beijing. So with that, I'll start setting the agenda, we'll start working on the text, and we'll be meeting again on the 21st of March at 0300 UTC. So unless anyone else has any other business.
Okay, Cheryl.
Yes, Cheryl.
Just on the 21st, I'm most likely to be an apology for that meeting, but I'll work with Christina if I do need to dial out to my mobile.
Okay, thank you for the pre-warning. Yes, not the friendliest time of meeting for many. Martin has his hand raised. Martin.
I will pretty certainly be an apology for that call as well.
Okay, I think we've got value from you on this call, so I'll assume that we'll satisfy all the remaining bits of text in the interim, but I'm sure you'll raise on the list if there are any issues. Thank you. Okay, if not, if there's nothing else, thank you all for your participation, and we will see you on the next call. Thank you.
Thanks, Keith.
Thanks, Keith.
Cheers all.
Thanks,
bye guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.